We're at Book Expo this month with Recess correspondent Susan Robb, visiting children's book authors Holly Black and Tony D. Terlizzi. The noise of the convention hall will disappear as you listen to them read this exciting segment from the second book, The Seeing Stone, of their series about the fairy realms, The Spiderwick Chronicles.
Don't go in there, Mallory,
Jared said.
It's too deep.
Don't be a baby, she said, and waded into the stream. She made two long strides and then dropped, as though she had stepped off the edge of a cliff. Dark green water closed over her head. Jared lunged forward, dropping his rapier onto the bank. He plunged his hand into icy, cold water. His sister bobbed to the surface, sputtering. She grabbed for his arm. He had pulled her halfway onto the bank when something began to surface behind her. At first it seemed like a hill, rising from the water, stony and covered in moss. Then a head emerged, the deep green of rotten river grass, with small black eyes, a nose that was gnarled like a branch, and a mouth full of cracked teeth. A hand reached toward them. Its fingers were as long as roots, and its nails were black with murk. Jared breathed in the stench of the bottom of the pool, putrid leaves and old, old mud. He screamed. His mind went completely blank. He couldn't move. Mallory pulled herself the rest of the way onto the bank and looked over her shoulder. What is it? What do you see? At her voice, Jared snapped into moving and stumbled woodenly away from the stream, tugging her along with him.
It's a troll,
he gasped. The creature lunged after them, long fingers dragged through the grass just short of where they were. Then the creature howled, and Jared looked back, but he couldn't see what had happened. It felt toward them again, but jerked away when one long finger fell into a beam of light. The monster bellowed.
The sun,
Jared said.
It got burned by the sun.
There's not much sun left, Mallory replied. Let's go.
Wait,
the monster whispered. Its voice was soft. Yellow eyes regarded them steadily.
Come back. I have something for you.